This year is being sponsored by Rabbi Aaron Levitansky, Lee Nishmas, his father-in-law, Rabbi Yom Zev Ben, Rabbi Yaakov Shlema Steinfeld, the Chayin of Ocha. Since last week I was out of town most of the week, I didn't have someone with me, so I want to say one more shiur on Achana, but I'll leave it for next week. So this week I'll talk about the Inyone, interesting shilas and Shaduchim, which people are always happy to hear. All right. A woman came and asked a shila. She has a daughter holding a Shaduchim, about to start Shaduchim, and they're ready Metziah Shaduchim. And the Shatchanim are asking for a resume. Names of teachers, of friends. So they need to be able to find out information about her daughter. So the woman, the mother of the girl came and asked the Shaila. She doesn't know the teachers that well. And she doesn't know what they can say about her daughter. Before she puts the name on the resume, can she call up the teacher and ask the teacher, someone spoke to me, a shidduch, about this girl, and what do you say about her? Or the friends, call up the friends without her knowing that this is the mother of the, and what do you say about this girl? Someone spoke a shidduch for my son, and I have a son in Pasha Shidduchim, and I want to know some reports about this girl.
The parent is calling
the teacher
anonymously.
The teacher
does just to see what they're going to say.
Right, test them out, see what they're going to say.
Okay, good.
And after Drishach Kira, don't know what to put on, whose name to put on the resume. Okay. So if she comes and she's allowed, it's halacha, she's allowed to do the achatchila. We'll see. That's the shaila. We'll talk about that. That's the shaila. Is it the name of Zas? Is it the Zela? Is it the... What we'll talk about?
They're allowed to say Shekel because Sholem Bayit.
The Sholem Bayit's the problem to start yet. All right. So anyway, in the Sefer, Chashuche Chemed, Kedushin, Daf Yubeis on Beis, says, L'chayr HaPashis, it should be Mutter. Why? There's no Issa HaNois Devarim. What's this HaNois Devarim? If you look in the Mechaber, in Chashemishpan, Simresh Chav Chesiv Dalad, what's the Lashon of Mechaba? Ketu Anoiz Devarim. What's Anoiz Devarim? La Yema Bekama, to write to Lita in Chefetzer, when he writes to Gleister. How much you want to buy for his Chefetz? You have no intention of buying it. So they're talking, he's asking a question, he has no talus from it. Over here, she's Mechaba for talus to know what they think about her daughter. And there's no Sheker that she didn't say she's the Tzihar Shidduch. I just want to invite any Shidduchim. She says in a way that doesn't sound like Sheker. And there's no sense of Lashon Hara Mechilas, because most of the time, right, people don't say bad. But what they say, she wants someone to say great about her daughter, say Beslavis about her daughter. Not, she's a good girl, she's a good student, something like that. She wants to say she's a great girl, grandma, and so on, something like that. Say something good, strong about it. That's what she's looking for, to put on the resume. So it'll be easier for her daughter to find a shidduch. So that's not a problem. However, there's a different problem. There's a shidduch from Lysisna. It's of hating somebody. Why? Because let's say she hears from one of the teachers, or from one of her friends, that doesn't say great about her daughter. Every mother thinks the daughter's the greatest, right? And this girl, and she calls up somebody, and someone in the face is not Meshavach Hedor like she feels like it's supposed to be. So if you're going, the mother will be signed to the teacher or the Chavata. And even if she was Machat and Adas, not to hate, and she wants to do it, she wants to just do a Bira, but still at the end of this day, it might come with a Sina and Kina, and therefore, according to this reason, it should be Asa. So maybe the Shechuch Chemet comes out and says it's better not to do anything. Sheva Tasa. We're Ma'aminam, B'nai Ma'aminam, that Zira comes from the Shemayim. And there's a story that he quotes, that someone came to Chazanish to be invited, asked about Shidduchim. He's starting a Pasha Shidduchim, so he came to Ne'er and asked, if someone comes and asks, how does the whole work of shidduch work? If you go to a friend to revive our shidduch, they'll say good things. If you go to a shayna, they'll say bad things. So what's the Indian to revive? Why people revive our shidduchim? Depends who you go to. If you go to a friend, you get a good report. You get to someone you don't get along with, you'll get a bad report. So what's the Indian being revived? So the Chazanish answered him and said that in Shemaim they want the shidduch to happen. Then the Banshim's mom say that you should go to the people to Yadid. And if he doesn't want the shidduch, if it's not Roy and Shemaim, the shidduch happen, he'll be mamsi to go to someone who'll say bad about this person. So maybe that's the Chazan. He says, that's the whole Indian. I once said over a Maisa. A Maisa happened in Bnei Brak. A Yid came the same story. Meaningless Indian, but the same story. That person was living in Bnei Brak. And the Matziyim Shidduchim, nice Shidduchim. And at the end, every shidduch that came up, something went wrong. They said yes or no, and all of a sudden, it didn't happen. They didn't end up that they should go out. So he started the mavar, and he found out the reason is, there's a svato, he has a next door neighbor. Across the hallway, he has a neighbor. He doesn't get along with that neighbor. And then when you call up someone for shidduch, you call up a neighbor. How is he as a neighbor? Does he get along with people and so on? And this neighbor was constantly bad-mouthing them. And that's why all the shidduchim became batal. So he went to the Chazaynish. And he asked the Chazaynish, should we shana dira? Maybe he should move out. He should go sell his dira and move into another dira. In a different part of Bnei Brak. So maybe we'll find shidduchim for his children. So Chazaynish answered, he should not mishana dira. Or shidduchim are min shemayim. And if the shidduch is supposed to be min shemayim, they won't ask the Shachin. At the end it came out, he was able, he didn't move, he listened to Chazaynish, and at the end of the day, he was Mishanach all his children, without Mishanach Zira.
What's the end of the stock?
One second. We're not holding. Yeah, all right, I'm good to it.
Okay, so the concept of Isra right now is because you're going to be Goyer, you might have Sinner later?
Goyer Sinner, right. You're going to be Goyer Sinner.
Huh?
If you'll be causing to my sister is also the Shulchan Aruch brings down an interesting story of Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes, someone came to Chazaynish, excuse me, Sfas Emes, asking about a certain shidduch. He came and asked, should he do it, the shidduch? And the Sfas Emes answered, this shidduch is min Shemayim. When he came out of the Sfas Emes's room, the chassidim always wanted to know what does the Rebbe say, the close chassidim. So he asked him, what did the Rebbe say? So the Rebbe, they told him, the Rebbe said, this shidduch is min Shemayim. The chassidim understand, the Rebbe, the Sfas Emes never talks like that. He gives a brach and so on. Why say shidduch min Shemayim? Such a nusach is unheard that the Sfas Emes would say like that. So the Mekurovim went into the Sfas Emes and he asked him, my high. So he said, I'll tell you a story. This is what Sfas Emes said. Yesterday, a Yid came in, and he said, and it's very bitter. He has a number of daughters that came for Shidduchim. They're already getting older. And he doesn't have no money. And also, he's machlokes with everyone in the city. He only has one Yid in the city, one good friend in the city. So how's he going to find Shidduchim with his daughter? That's what they came complaining to Sfas Emes yesterday. Today, a Yid came in, this person came in, and he told me the Matziah, the daughter of this person who was in yesterday, and I asked him, did you check out the daughter? Did you check out the family? He said, yes, I spoke to someone, and he told me only good things about him. So I started thinking, he says he has only one friend that will say good about him, everyone will say bad about him. So he must have spoken to the one that was a friend. Isn't that shidduch min Shemayim? That's what Sfas Emes answered. So, the best thing, it comes out according to the best thing not to do anything, to say mechan abani shalom. But the mice, if someone wants to change the resume, check out the resume and so on, so there's no issue doing that. But a person, at the beginning at least, should be say mechan on the Rebbeinu Shalom, and if he sees things are going bad and all the shidduchim are falling apart, then I would say that we should check it out. I personally had a story. with one of my daughters. She was holding shidduchim, and every shidduch that we said yes, after something went wrong. We said yes, and then something went wrong. So we found out that, I didn't know what to do. So it was going on, this Kamat year was going on, from time to time, about a year, nothing, everything that came, you know, Kamat fell, didn't happen. The shidduchim we wanted, didn't happen. So one of my sons, without asking me, went and called, took the resume and started making phone calls. And asked the resume, and he found out that one of the teachers was bad-mouthing my daughter. So he called us up right away and told us to take the name off the resume. So we took off the resume. The next shidduch that came up, she became a kala. So the chatzkila, I would say, person doesn't have to make phone calls, but if he sees that they're having problems, it's kedai to check it out. It's not. We don't want to be a list like we're talking. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's part of Shabbat. That's part of Shabbos. That's it. All right. Another case. Reuven, the Talmud Chacham, he has a daughter, a very good geshikta daughter, with all the milas, and he's having shverkeit and find a shidduch. Every shidduch that comes in front of her, nothing happens. So what did he find out? He checked. So what happened? He found out his daughter is such a nice girl. That happens to be our mother that lives in the building, and she's inspired every day that the girl should not become a kala, because she's helping her every day, she's taking care of her, and if she comes a kala, gets mad, she'll move away, she'll lose Tishalayim, different part of the city, she won't have anyone helping her anymore. So she's inspired every day because she don't want to lose her. She's down to Bani Shalom that she should stay single. And Ruben's chayshish that her tzunas of the tzunah of Amorah, the Lev Shavua, the bunch of the tzunas, that's why the door is not finding a shidduch. So he comes in as a shayla, what she do? Maybe she moved now to Nadira, she won't help anymore, so maybe she won't be in Sarimo, because it's not in the Gaya. So anyway, so he went there as a shayla, to Big Tam Achorim, and Tam Achorim told us nothing to be chayshish for. What's the raya? A raya from a Gemara. The Gemara says in Makkos, Daf Yiral from an Aleph. The Gemara says, She'im Yisayim, Shal Kahanim Gedayim, Ha'im Yisafkes La, La Ruga El Hagi Nefesh, B'Shayget Bar Miklat. That the mothers of Kahanim Gedayim used to take care of the people who killed people B'Shayget. They were not in Miklat. Why? And the Dalot, it says in Tayak Dasha, that you stay in Ari Miklat, until the Kohen Gadol dies. So the mothers used to mispalo to take good care of them in our mikvah. So the mothers to take care of them, so they shouldn't mispalo, the children should die. So the Gemara said, Kasha, it must be the reason is because they don't daven. But if the daven does she die, it'll happen. It says, the pasuk of the Mishnah Gemara says, Ketipa lanet kedai life. Kain kiras chacham alay savai. That a kiras chacham won't come. So Gemara answers, Shehari lai vakish racham al dayam lai bikshu. They should have been vakish racham al dayam lai bikshu. Mechain lai have a kiras chinam. If it kiras chinam, then it doesn't happen. If it's tam a kiras, if it's a kiras shach to happen, then it should be mispalo. So the mashiv the Gemara, that if it was a kiras chinam, you don't have to be chayshish for. They also say, Amana, Reuven didn't do anything wrong. It's a Kol Al-Chinam. So Meila does not say, Adarabba, the Amana is a Kofi Teva. She should not be spelled like this, that she should spell like this. That's what says in our Gemara Marcus. However, in the Yishalmi, says different. Shalmi Marcus, and that Gemara says, Pa'amen, sometimes, a Tfila Ibn Al-Chinam, Ibn Al-Chinam et Smayel. So according to this, you have to Chayshish with Tfila Amana. So Meila, the best thing, what they should tell the Amana, Dechagav, not to mitzayid Amana, to tell the Amana, Dechagav, don't tell her, I know you've been daring not to find a shidduch. Tell the Farabs, you know, that if this girl finds a shidduch, you're not going to have one helper, you're going to have two helpers. The chassan also come and help you. So, says Kedai, said, Amana, she should find a shidduch. So maybe she have help, extra helpers. And Bechlau, you could say, the Gemara Mark is talking only by a close talking about. that he wants the Kohen Gadol should die. Well, here it's talking about Tefillin Almana, and the Rabbeinu Shalom won't be Yosef Chazdai for a Bas Tam Chacham that had many milas. In fact, she's doing Chesed with Almana until today. So Maskana, she doesn't have to change. They shouldn't have to, don't have to move, and not to worry about the Tefillas Almana. Another case. True story. Reuven has a daughter in Shidduchim. And he heard there's a minhag that a certain family, if you matzia Shidduch, that week you send the Shidduch, he sends you a cheesecake. The family sends you a cheesecake for Shabbos. Even though sorry the Shidduch won't happen. But at least the idea of thinking about them and suddenly doing it, send him a cheesecake. So Abba heard about this. He wanted a cheesecake. He wanted a cheesecake. So it's Matziach HaShidduch. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He never did Shidduchim before in his life. He doesn't know how good the Bacha is. He gives the name of a Bacha. Because usually when you talk a Shidduch, you know, it's a Chassidish, of a girl. You know, something the family should. But he didn't know anything for anything. He didn't know the boy. He just threw out a name without being involved in anything. And he didn't even mention anything to Mishpach of the Chotzen. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, they get a cake. His wife gets a cake. We'll call it Shabbos. A cheesecake. So the question is, then he starts thinking twice. Is he allowed to eat the cheesecake? Maybe it's a chashash gezel. Because if the family would know, his kavanah they never meant for a shidduch. They were never given a cheesecake, probably. Or maybe they would have given. Because maybe down the road you never know. So is it a shayla from Gezel or not? So the surface, Shukhuch Hamad in Kedushin Afnerim Beis, says, it's Yedua, that the Anoshim Gedolim, the Arminig, that to pay Shatchanim, even if the Shidduch didn't go to Poyal. Normally you pay Shidduch only if something happens. But if nothing happens, you don't pay anything. It's either all or nothing. You get the gold shit, but you don't get anything. But there are some people that there's nothing done on Noyig, that even if you talk a shit, if they go out, nothing happens, they still pay. And there are three reasons why a person would pay for such a thing. One reason is, if they pay, they know other shatchanim hear about, he pays. Listen, we talk a shit, they pay. Other people talk shidduchim. That's one reason. A second reason is, they pay the same kind of Gemara in Bar Metzia. In Bar Metzia, interesting Gemara in Bar Metzia that pay Gimel house, end of the parak. The Gemara brings down, interesting story happened. Rabbi Babachana hired workers to move chavis, lahav chavis, to move barrels from one place to another place. And these workers broke the barrel. So Rav said, Amalai Rav, they don't have to check the Me'an Nizek, because it says in Mishlei, the man Terech Dech Tavim, and also he should pay them for the work. Even though they broke the barrels, he told me he should pay for the work also. Why it says in Pasuk in Mishlei, V'arech Tzadikim Tishmar. So you see it's Minis Chasidus, Derech Tzadikim, to pay workers, even though they did their best of things. They broke a chavis, they should pay for the Hezek. Nope. The Derech of Tzadikim is not only to charge them the damage they did, but also to pay for the time they spent doing it. So you see there's such a thing as paying, even though something should like Hogan. A third reason, there are some Chassidish Rebbes that know that they pay a Shidduchim on each Hetzah, that someone's Matziah, even though the Shidduch doesn't, they don't go out, they pile. And the Tzah is not a proper, appropriate Tzah. Still, they hold, because they hold, because each Hetzah is Mekav, each Hetzah that the Metziah for Shidduch is Mekav the Shidduch. So it comes out according to this, the Chashur Chemet says, according to first two times, there wasn't the source of Shidduch. It wasn't in Pearl. Because he did it to get the cheesecake. He didn't mean it to do for Shidduch. So Pashtis, you should not mishtamish with the cheesecake. However, for the third time, that's Makarev, that he says, Ulai, maybe you can have the cheesecake. Right, Sochian. Even according to the third reason, you should not eat the cheesecake. Because that wasn't Mechav of Klal Shem Shidduch, and the Chashash Gezel, and they should not eat the cheesecake. Huh?
What do you do with the cheesecake?
You send it back. Huh? No, you give it back. That's all. Huh? So you put it in front of the door and you run away. That's all. Wrong to a shidduch. It has to be. There has to be a stick of Shem Shemayim to it. Huh? Right. Yes. Who says Shatran is kosher girl? You know what the Chaim Palagi says? What does Shatran stand for? Sheker, Diba, Mama, Naito. Kesef Naito. That's what Chaim Palagi says. Chaim Palagi was the one that did Asvadim.
That's meant for today's Shatran. For Brooklyn, 20,000, 30,000. Anyway, that's not the point.
Yeah.
The point that I'm trying to ask you and tell you about it. A real estate broker is not entitled to his commission until the deal is completed.
Correct. Yeah. Same thing by Einechnami. You don't have to. If you talk a shidduch and nothing happens, you don't have to pay anything. There are some people who give money. I know there's some organizations. In fact, there's someone in Chicago that gives money to shatranim. If they go out two times, they get X amount of money. They go out five times or four or five times, they get X amount of money. There's now an organization that started in Chicago that we pay the shatranim.
How about what people talk about first? I know it's at the Litvish Sharif, it's at the Chassidish Chosid. The world says...
My father was a Ger Chosid. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, yeah?
Anyway, what I'm trying to say, the world talk...
Yeah.
And I saw it in two cases in my life, that if you don't pay a shatran, I know of one case that the couple were married for 10 years, not 9 and not 11, 10 years, I know for a fact.
Yeah.
I know the case is. And then one guy all of a sudden got into his head, he says, let me ask you a question. Did you ever pay shatranes? He says, why? But
so
shot honest, and to the year he gave a baby.
So?
You heard of such a
mice? Many mice like that. In fact, when a couple comes to me, they don't have children for a number of years, right. One of the first questions I ask them, did you pay the shatran?
Right.
Okay.
And I know of another case of 3 years.
Uh-huh. All right.
Same thing exact. Yeah. Yeah. To the year there was a baby.
Okay, good. So you see, there's an Indian to that. Yes, yes. Okay. That doesn't make kosher guilt. That means that you have to pay... You have to pay your...
You have to pay for the job.
Right. Okay. All right. Interesting Shaila. And light of the Shaila comes up now very often. A shatran wants him to shidduch to a girl who's 29. But she has three older sisters. Older than 29. They can't find shidduchim. And they're not married yet. The oldest one is 38. She didn't find the shidduch yet. And the father doesn't want to let be matziah shidduch to the one that's 29. Because he holds you have to marry them keseda. And you should not shidduch him for the younger girls before you marry off the older ones. You go in order. Even if the daughters, because if you let the younger daughters get married before the older ones, they'll hurt a lot the feelings of the older ones. And also, the older ones, Taina, the only reason they got so old to start off with, because they were married to the earlier sisters. Must have had a lot of daughters. So other sisters, they had to wait together to previous them. So Mela, and the oldest one is 38 now, Taina's, I only got on the market only when I was 27. So it's not my fault that I have to wait. So the shatran had a number of shaylas. He tainas is the taina which says Layasa came. It says in Tanakh Daisha and Parshas Vayetze, Layasa came from Kaimenia. Allah says Atzilas Der Bechira. Does that apply? Do you have to marry them for your seder, or no? There's no emes to it. It's mutter for a younger sister to marry to get go shidduchim before an older sister. That's one shaila yes. The second shaila is, if it's mutter for a younger sister to go out before an older sister, if the younger sister, what happens if can the younger sister go out if she knows that her father and her older sisters are against it, the misnagid, and you know they'll be mitzdar, are you allowed to go out? The third shaila, if it's more, if you're into the line, you say you're allowed to go out earlier. If it's gedai to shatz and get involved with this, go connect the das av and connect all the sisters, and it could be they'll give him a call or whatever it is. He can be saved from this. Like you find about Pina. Pina was nansha, even though she's mitzayah chana, even though she met l'shem shemayim. So maybe better shatzkin should be v'shev al tasa. Don't speak, let someone else speak, but he's not speaking. That's the shaila. So shaila is, can a younger sister go out before all the sister? And there are many families that the shaila does come up. You have a girl that comes up sometimes at 23 already, and there's a 21-year-old sister. She doesn't want to wait for all the sister. She wants to go out. I just had a case recently. A girl, her older sister just turned 20, and the other second sister came back from the seminary. She's 19. She wants to start going out. The shailas are regular shailas that come up. What's the Das Torah for this? So, in Rishayim, if you look in Rishayim, it's Pashas Mashma, Pashup Shat, Mashma, you go, Derech Gdulasam. The Rashbam and Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chamav, says like this. And this is the Lashon Rashbam. Kishonisa B'nai Slavchad. When the doors of B'nai Slavchad, Manam Derech Lasa, the Torah counts them Derech of the age. The Ksiv, Tiena macha v'sitz macha sitz chagva malka v'naya mislacha l'bnei d'neim l'nashim. They married their cousins. Umistav. This is all the Rashbam. Umistav v'kachdano diksev loyase kem kainin. They get married the way they got born to each one to his age. You know, it's the older first and the second one, the third one. Diksev loyase kem kameinu l'satziv nevchira. So the psak from Lavan is a psak. You don't, it's not the death to do it. You don't give all ones, young ones before the older ones. That's what's vice versa from the Rashbam. Same thing as Masha from Taisin and Kedushin. Taisin and Kedushin and Bezim and Aleph. The Taisin and Kedushin means a Maisa. Not very often does Taisin bring down Maisas. But Taisin brings down a Maisa. Maisa came from a Benatam. Someone was in Kaddish, a daughter of an Aisha. And he said, Bitcham Kedushusli. Went to her father and said, your daughter is Mekudish to me. Stama. And he had a bunch of daughters. And he didn't say which one. So Rabbi Natan says, the older one is Mekadesh. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Le'yase came, Mekameseno, Mekamein Lassi, Atzilof Ne'abachira. So Vadi is Kiddush, the older one. So you see the Indian is a Psaq, it's a Psaq, it's a Halacha. Even though afterwards, Tosfos being down, Rabbi Natan was Chayza, and he didn't do the case, it does. So the Achrenim say, Rabbi Natan doesn't argue on Etzem Dim that he shouldn't give a Tziruf Nei B'chira. He only argued about since he not said first the older daughter, so man, it's not a Kedusha Vaday. But that's what, so you see from Taisis, there's such a thing of Le'ask him and Kameno to give a Tziruf Nei B'chira. And same thing by says from the Shach. The Shach in Yerdea and Reish Memdalat Sif Yud. The Mechaber says in Reish Memdalat Sif Yud, the Mesiva Shomishta, when you're singing at a party, or Shemesun, or a wedding, Hochemachazikna, Lashiva Bereish. You look at the age. The age sits Bereish. So Shach brings down, or then Sifkot Yugimum Shema Bach. He says he has two brothers, or two sisters, that are able to get married. The younger one shouldn't get married for the older one. They should wait till the older one gets married. So you see from the Shach that the older one gets married, you let the older one get married before the younger one. So if they speak a shift to the younger daughter, you should not accept it. So Rashi for all this, that you should all be magdim, the older ones before the younger ones. I saw him further. In Chua, the Kutei Sam Sefer. Does the Kutei take him from other Svarim? And then in London they did it. It's called interesting Chua. And I'm surprised that many, honestly, too many people quote this. I saw only one place quote this. This is the Kutei Sam Sefer. I'll say the Lashon of Sam Sefer. Kasha, Alai, Lava. It seems that someone spoke a Shidduch for one of his daughters. And he had an older daughter. So he said, Kasha lai, lava adaba fush bataya. Or maybe he's talking that it was, I think it was in the gay his son Shimon Sefer. And someone spoke a shidduch, a younger daughter for Shimon Sefer, and there was an older daughter. So, so it says like this. This is the lashon. Kasha lai lava adaba fush bataya. Shekasa rashi, say pashas masay, al benais lovchad. Shenasa dafka derek vilasam. Lahiris nasan ki minig. It's a strong minig that not a chiluk to a minig that you don't let the young one get married for the older one. And then he ends off. Gam sipeli mayer rabbi going yisrael of nasan adla the b'day av uvda. Mike says he had a shidduch in his family like that. They didn't do like this. V'nichshal. That's it. They don't say what happened. Ad kam shayna. So you see how important it is. That only let the older one before the younger one. Frank, let me just finish. Let me finish the whole idea and I'll take your question. The Masham in his Chumash, his Pirish and Chumash, Eser Tchel Tzmatcha, in Pashas Vayetze, Perich of Tetz, and Pasuk Chavav. He says, he quotes the Rashbam, he quotes his Taisvis, he quotes the Shach. He says, but Yaakov Avinu wanted to do it. Yaakov Avinu wanted to buy Rachel before Leah. So why are we passing like Lavan and not like Yaakov Avinu? That's what he asks.
Why are we passing like Lavan and
Chalal? Oh, okay, so it's a better kasha. So I'm saying, but you see the Tanakh, Daisha, Paskin, you see from these people, from Rabbi Natan, you see from everyone, the Paskin like Lavan. Where are the Yaakov Avinu? So he gives a mighty Keteretz. This is Hashem. He quotes a Chidor. The Chidor in the Sefer, Chidor of maybe over 50 Svarim. So one of the Svarim is called Nachal Kedumim. And Nachal Kedumim quotes from Rishon, Ben Ephraim. And Ben Ephraim says, Rachel and Leah were twins. Just Leah was born, she came out first before Rachel. And Rashi says, by Yaakov and Esav, that the one that usually comes, the one who comes out first, they're the one that got pregnant second. That is when the Kalitas Hazera was first. So Yaakov held that Yaakov thought that he's a Bechorah. Because even though Esav came out first, it was Bechor Yitzira. So May Yaakov Inu Shitasai. They thought that Rachel was the Bechorah, because that was the first, the Yitzira was Rachel first, even though Leah came out first. But Lavan thought that the Leah is the Bechorah, because she was born first. So May Leah said the Asik came a Kameno. So it comes out, Yaakov himself was masking, not the young one for the older one, just he held that Rachel was the Bechorah. This is what the Masham said, Gainis from Masham. Goodness from Hashem. Huh? So anyway, so that's what the Masham answered according to this Ben Ephraim. Ishtikal is fair to understand even with the Teretz. The Maitzah was Machlaika T. Lovin Yankel Avina. So we go Pascha like Lovin to Mad Nizach. What? Another. Another Teretz. The Cheshire Chamad and Kedushin. Samadalam Beis. He brings down the Esher, the Mitzvah of Litain. The other one for the other one is only if the Av, it's on the father and the daughter. But Yankov wanted to, Yankov had no Esher, he could do it. He's Mitzvah Mitzvah Puvo. So his mom has to wait until Leah comes, gets married. That's what the Shechemat wants to give to us. But the Shver Teres, even though there's no Esher on Yankov, there's still the problem on Rachel. She's now, she has to be kind of din and not get married before Leah. That's all here. The Chaim HaKadosh. The Chaim HaKadosh, there on the Pasuk, also has the same kasha, and he answers like this. The whole the chashash, that you don't give a tzoras before you marry the older one, is only when the Bnei Adam, when people are, when they're makbid. On this. But Malcolm, they're not Makbid, the Tzor is allowed to get married. If they're not Makbid, the other one says you could get married, let the young one get married, then you give you a lot to get married before the older one. Yaakov Avinu, he didn't know the minig on Malcolm, so he wanted to marry Rachel. So Lavan, and he told Lavan, I want to marry Rachel. Lavan should have told her that's not our minig, that we're Makbid not to marry the old one before the young one for the older one. But Lavan was Meramim. And didn't say anything to him, and that's why the whole mice happened. So anyway, that's what the tutsim on the kasha. However, mashmais from Gedolei HaPoskim are not like we said until now. There's a Tshuva Masham. Masham is the Chelek Gimel Siman Kuf Lamed. After he brings down all these shitas, he says, he brings down Rabbeinu Tam, he brings down the Shach, he brings down the Rashbam. He says that it's the he says it's not a Din Gomer. It's not an Issa. If the young one's the other one, it's only Bechal Nimas. This is his lashon. Bechal Nimas in Derech Eretz. And also he says I was mice of a different tshuva. Don't say the tshuva is. I found the tshuva was in Chedek and Shmasham. Choose Masham. Chedek Simesh Lamed. He says this din is only by two daughters, or but let's say a son and a daughter, and the son is younger, and everyone knows he can be Magdim because the son has a mitzvah approval, and the daughter doesn't have mitzvah approval. Same thing also speaks out to Mishmer Shalom in Yerdei on the back in the Vilna Shulchan Aruch Yerdei Reish from Dal Ois Aleph. So you have a Masham that says it's on the Chal Nimas and Derech Eretz. The same thing by Stais from a Moshe in the Tshuva. A Moshe is in the Gizmosha Evin Ezra Chelek Beis Simn Aleph. He says there's no right from the Shach. He says a glatta svara. The Shach says you have two sisters getting married, so you should marry, or two brothers getting married. The older one should get married first. That's what the Shach says. So the Moshe says, there's no lie from that Shach, because that Shach told them they're both engaged already. And goes engaged, and you let the older one get married first. But here we're talking about for Shaduchim. They're still single. If someone's Matzia, the young one first, you're allowed to do it. If it's two brothers, then certainly if it's a younger brother, there's a misapproval also. So maybe the younger brother is not mechuf to wait for the older brother. And then the Moshe is Maisif. In the middle of the tshuva, he says that Pashat I've been a slavchad himself asks Kasha I've been a slavchad. So he says the Mitzchav is also talking where they all are engaged. They all got engaged at one time. All five daughters, all five sisters, they got engaged at one time. Man echad. And Mela they got mad derech dilosam. So we see that there's no nafkinit in sons and daughters. That the younger sister or younger brother could marry for the brother and sister. The same thing speaks out the Klausenberger Rebbe in Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Yatziv in Evin Ezer Siman Tes. He says that first of all, your father should not be makif if a younger daughter wants to get married. Why? Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I involve on the base what's called Oni Rasha Zeh HaMishah Bitei Berkus. Let the daughter get old. She married him young. And Gemara Pesachim says even further. And Kufi Gimel Mahal says, this is what he quotes, the Gemara. He says, Hitzcha Bagra, your daughter gets old. What do you, and you can't find the Shidduch. Shachich Avida. Take, you have a servant, free him. Have a temra. Let her marry this Eved. Make her free. So you see, it's Mutter to Ives. Dr. Klausel Begreba, you can be right on the Issa say of Meshach Avida. To marry off your daughter. So Koshkein, it's right that mitzvah kala, that the b'chira shufnei atzira is only a minister of cheretz, and Mela let the sister, a younger sister, get married before an older sister. And the same thing I saw speaks out in Miches Yitzchak from Dain Weiss in Chevecher Simon Kuf Chafei. He says the whole thing's only the cheretz to Magdan the older one, and he says best thing to do to Yitz Al Shitas, the best thing to ask the older one. She should marry her, and let the young one get married first. And same thing, I saw in the Tshuva Marash Engel in Chelek Vav Siman Kuf Beis. He says it's only a minute that the older one gets married first. But if it's Malkum Tzorech, a case comes up like that, certainly he can make her. The only shaila is should the Shatran get involved? So the Chshucha Hamad, he ends off. He says Pashas not right for Shatran to be get involved since why she has to marry Tzorech Zoyis. In fact, that the Shatran doesn't know anything's going on in the house. Maybe there are problems in the house. However, you're allowed to tell the young one she's allowed to get married. But to get and speak Shaduchim, he says, it's not right for Shatran to get involved over here. That's what he holds. Nelly is daiti. I hold not like that. That's the mitzvah to talk a Shidduch to the younger one. If the Shatran has a Shidduch that's good, it's very matim for her, then she speak to Shidduch. And the older one should be mad on me, they say, and to let a younger sister get married, since there's no b'chalisa of a young one getting married for an older one, Ludina. Okay, you had a question? Yes. That's why I told you you should wait.
the Goyim is moichul, but when we see here from Shiduchim how careful you gotta be, sometimes you make engagements, you understand, during Svira, because it says Shemoi Kadmen Vache Berachme.
Right.
So how can you pass it by? If a Shidduch comes from the younger one, you have to grab it.
But what said all was not Michael, Mitzah, and so on. That's where the problem comes in. Huh? Any of there? Another Meister. A Meister happened with a Shatchin. He heard things, not nice things. He heard very nice things about a certain Bas Yisrael. She's an Eshes Chayo. She's a Yerushalayim. And the Shatchin wants this girl for his own son. So he got someone to speak to Shidduch, and the girl said no, because she feels she can get a better bacha. Since she's a quality girl, she can get a better quality boy, a bigger mitzvah b'taya, like she deserves. So what the Shatz can do? He was Natsia, a bacha mitzvah, a very good bacha. That's too plastic for her. And they met, and they said they liked each other. Before it came to do the Shidduch, they were going to get engaged. The Shatzin came, and he came over to the Bacha, and he says, you know, he started saying Lashon Hara about this girl. This girl, I found out that this girl does this, it does that, bad things about the girl. And to Meshachneh, they sang the Emes. He said, listen, I'm a Shatzin, and I know you're about to get engaged, and I'll make money on the Shidduch. And I'm telling you, you should not do the Shidduch. So you could trust me, I'm saying the truth. So he was. So the Bacha heard this. He was Medea, the girl that he's pushing aside. He's not ready to get engaged. And the Bacha, the girl, was almost getting engaged. And she had a breakdown, but she felt very bad. She wanted to marry this boy. Now the Shatzchim comes. We call him Shatzchim Harasha. The Shatzchim Harasha comes. He comes. Now the girl's at a low. So he goes over to the girl, and he has someone go over to the girl, and then see his own son for a shidduch.
It
was the Shatzchim's son now. She said the first bracha of Mitzri said he's not going. Stop. Didn't get engaged. Now he had a chance. Now the girls are alone now, so he had someone speak a shidduch for the Shatzchim's own son, and they went out and they got engaged. So, story's not over yet. After a few months, the first bracha heard more about the girl. Someone came, so heard about the girl, how what a mitzvah she is, and she's a big mitzvah, and it looks like the Shatzchim is Moitzi Shema, and the Bas Yisrael Kshera. So he gets in touch with the girl. They want to continue. I called her off, but I want to continue now. So then she hears from the girl, she's engaged to the son of the Shatzchim, the original Shatzchim. So, and see what happened over here. The Shatzchim really broke it off because he wanted for his own son. The Shatzchim of Russia broke it off because of the wishes. So, Shaila is, if the Shaduch HaTorah or not. So, the Shaduch HaMad and Kedushin, Daf Nun Ches and Beis, brings down the Gemara. Brings down the Gemara. Gemara says, say the Kaddish Leisha. Famous Gemara. Someone goes over, woman goes to Shimon, go over the Kaddish, this Isha, for me. I can't go to the city in all time to send a Shliach. Go over the Kaddish Leisha. So he sent Shimon. Shimon went to the city. He meets the girl, and he says he wants to marry a girl. So Hadine, the Gemara says he's Mekadesh the second one. And Gemara's Maisif, Masha Asa Asai, El Shinar by Minigar Mais. Reuven sent you to go. Welcome to Chutzpah. You go and take it for yourself. He sent you the Shliach. He trusted you. And you went behind his back and you stole the girl. But the Kedusha. So it's minigam rois. Esteran akasha. What's the most kiddush? Pshita. Vaday. He was mekadesh the isha. The other one was mekadesh. So what's the kiddush? So the Ran gives two terutzim. Because it's not minigam rois. The ktusha is not typhus. So the Ran gives two terutzim. One says, Enechanami. There's a havim to sing. Cindy did Shloi Kohogan. And you also do with him Shloi Kohogan. And we mafkir the kedushin, the rabban she mafkir the second kedushin. Kamash malan the gemara, you still mekadesh the second to the shliach. That's one tzarangis. The second tzarangis, south of Dai Chamina, it's a kedushi toys. Because if the girl would have known that he was sent to shliach, he didn't come and said I'm a shliach. He says, listen, he met the girl, and he says, listen, I'm interested in marrying you. He would have known that there was someone else, maybe better out there, someone else beforehand. She would not be miskayish to him. So Kamashalan, still in Mukadesh is the second one. So come to according to this. Also, it's also for Tevata Shidduch from the son of the Shatchin, the Chayyar Pashtus. What? Okay, good. However, he came Chalik. There it's Kedushin. Here it's only Shidduch. They didn't get it. They didn't get married yet. Mitzchila, and also Mitzchila, she didn't want the son of Shatchin first. Just because she was at a law now, because of Lashon Hara, that he spoke against her, he sent a bacha. So maybe your favorite to make a choice on her side, because the Shatchin, who's Avir Chasson, is a rami and he's a mushchis, it's a civic dialer. She should not want to marry the son anymore. So maybe kichoshish, maybe to make a choice, and then also it can be done on the Tanayim. The Ari did the Ben Hashatzim, maybe it's the day of Utalim. And maybe you don't need Ksav Bechila. He says, Choshish. Lani is Daiti, Vada, she has every right. she has every right to Mvatal the Shidduch. And you don't need Ksav Bechila. It's Pashit, it's a Mecca Tois. And she's allowed to meet again the Bochum and Tzuyin. And if it comes to end the Shidduch, Mistava is Shatchan Kines Ani Shatchanis. He tried to break it. He Kines Ani Shatchanis. And so the shit doesn't happen. Still, she has a right to leave the Shidduch of the Ben Hashatchan. And she doesn't accept Mechila. And Pashtus, Lanir Daiti, if there are any losses, Mitzad the Kala with the Ben Hashatchan, she's allowed to be from the Shatchan, and they should go to the Rav and see if he's mechuyev to pay for that, for the loss that she had. Huh? Yeah, but still, someone caused their sedem. He doesn't want to be, she wants to be such a family, she doesn't want to have shaykhs to. Okay. So that doesn't matter in over here. I don't know. Let him go to Rav. Let's Keshaiva. Huh? I don't think it's a problem. Alright. Another interesting story. Two people went out. A boy and girl went out. And they got very close. And the chassan was understanding that they're engaged, unofficially engaged. And she tied his la dam. Also, he tied his that since she was maskim, if she's going to vatel now the shidduch, she has to pay knas. And she's machish the whole thing. And she said, I dam on everything. So the bacha wants, she should swear shvuz hesus to mechayvim, to chayvah and meshua. So the shvuzah chemed in kedushin chavches omnarov. Brings down like this. The Gemara in Ksuvah says like this. Shnaim oimim chav gimel malalof. Shnaim oimim reina shiriskatcha. Two people say, we saw them get married. Shnaim oimim reina shiriskatcha. We didn't see them get married. Harevu tenasa. She's not allowed to marry anyone else. Then this is teitzei. Because two of them say shiriskatcha. And this is teitzei. So Gemara says, pshita reina reina raya. They didn't see. Doesn't mean that it didn't happen. So Gemara says, like Tzicha, the Dai v'chatzecha. They all live in one chatzah. Ma'al the Seima, the Misa Neskacha, Kolis, like they already got, if they got married, there'd be a car going out. So Kamashmalan, they have the inshin mekachi betzina that people sometimes get married without anyone knowing. And it says the Pascha and this in Shulchan Aruch in Ebenezer Simim Zayin Sif Aleph. Shnayim Raimim Yinish Iskacha, Shnayim Raimim Rabin Iskacha, Rezim Kadeshis. Ba'fula Kulam Dorim, Ima Bechotza. Loiv Ina in Araya, Shevsha, Shiskacha Betzina. So we see Shachti Vekash Betzina. So Chaya, who had been also, we also could be the God quietly engaged. So the answer is, it's not Araya. Because over there talking, we're in Skadish already. But over here, there's no kedushin over here. It's only, and also, there was no vod over here. So you cannot mechayv her shvus heses. Not rabba. You can't mechayv anything because there's no agus for service. Your word against her. So meda means nothing. So writes the stifler in kanas igrisa in chevakarov igres samveis. He says since there was no kinyan at all, the chemer roy. There has to be something that has to make sure that they're engaged. They should work out in such a way not to run in these type of problems. What?
You have a younger daughter who wants to get married and the older daughter is against it and the parents are bitterly against it.
She doesn't have to listen. She can go out. Doesn't have to listen. And she asks Mechila, best to ask Mechila. If she doesn't have Mechila, she doesn't have Mechila to listen to them. That's Ladina.
Why the older daughter is not engaged?
Huh?
That's why the older daughter is not engaged.
What do you mean? Because she didn't let?
Not a nice girl.
No, it's not. It's feelings. It's feelings. All right. Another interesting Shiloh. A Bacha and a girl that got, they became Chas and Kala. The Kala came out and asked the Shaila. She found out that the Chosin gambles. Yeah, gambles. Okay. So the Chosin answers back. It's true. They do gamble. But I don't gamble with Jews. I gamble with Goyim. And with Goyim, there's no way to gamble. I do wrong. There's no way to gamble. By Yidin, there's a Masach of the Kuvia. Like it says, the Chosin Mishvot Simishin Ayin Sevez. So you cannot matter shit because of that. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do any yetsa. Okay.
But first, he can't say he's not a gambler. He gambles with her.
Huh?
He's the biggest gambler.
So, the Chshuvah Chaman Kiddushin Yahal from Aleph brings down the Gemara like this. Hamarcha Eva B'chaveray. Someone sells a servant, a friend. V'nimsa Shoganov. A kuvusis. You find out that the servant is a ganav. Kuvusis. Higia. It's a good sale. And the keich cannot tie a mekach toys. That's the Gemara. So what's kuvusis? Says machoikis in Rishainim. Over there on that Gemara in Kedushin of Yir Aleph. Rashi says, it's a going to fosh. It's a kidnapping. Steal children. However, Taisus says, brings down a ben Chanano. That says kuvusis, haino. Mesachek v'kubia, Rodem haMesachek v'kubia, Rog Elias Olav Noishim Haba Nitma Mefneim. Someone who kept gambles, since he constantly loses money, he owes a lot of people money, and he hides from them. So, come down according to this, even if Mesachek v'kubia with Goyim, even though not only is a gezel, since he's Rog Elias Olav Noishim Haba, like Tosis, like Ben Chanan says, so the big taina. That she doesn't want, after the Kala has a big taina. She doesn't want that to live with such a person like that, because she doesn't want people constantly knocking the door, pay me back my money. So maybe the Kala was about the taina mekach toys, and she about the shidduch, even though she doesn't pay any knas. It's another reason. The Gemara, why she can about the shidduch. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chavdala on my base, says, I'm a sach of a kubia, posel edis. And one of the reasons why it's posel edis, so come to according to this, even Sabbath Gubia with a Goyim, still it's possible like this. So this reason also is enough to break the Shidduch. Says the Shuchem, he had done something. Let's say if the Chosan will make a Shvua, the Raisa, a Shvua al Das Rabim, Shvua al Das Rabim, Ein Le Atari, can't be matted. So the Mekam Elach, I'm not going to play anymore, I'm not going to gamble anymore. And the chassan is known as the Yerushalayim. Just he fell into gambling. But his name is the Yerushalayim. And you know he's the type of person, won't be able on any shvur, he'll cover on himself not to play any more, gamble anymore. So maybe, in such a case, says the Shulchan Aruch, maybe in such a case, it should be us to do the shidduch and buy the tzorchin. That's what he writes. Maniyas daiti, it should, Yilai is not about the shidduch. Choyfen, even it's never das rabbim. Because since he didn't tell her beforehand that he gambles, he hid this from the kala. And there's an umdana mukdaila. Even if he swears, al das rabbim, they won't disloyal him, many of them fall back to hergelam. I say they,
Habits.
They go back to addiction, right? They go back to addiction. So it's pashut that you're out and about to the shidduch without any paying knas. And now it seems to me even further. If let's say they're holding deep into the shidduch, they print the invitations already, they put down payment on the hall, and the kallah begs the shidduch, they are say them, there's a good chance he could chayav the chosim to pay this. Because since he held back for until that there's addiction, then it's a mekach tois. And you have to go to a rav to paskin on this. But if they come to me, I would tell them the mechuz is to pay all the nines. She doesn't have to pay knas. She katayin the mekach tois, and it's mechuz to pay all the expenses she had because of the shidduch, and also maybe even to pay for busha also. All right, stop here. Smoking. It's a problem. If she hit it. If she's very marked on such a thing, then something serious, yeah. Could be. Stop here.